This isn't clear.
Hey, I started going through all that gobbledygook. I don't quite understand here.
Okay.
What in the heck's going? But here's what happened. I ran one of those programs, one of them gobbledygook things that are just characters.
Okay.
Those are programs, and it started recording my voice.
What are you talking about?
I ran. There is programs in there. You have a bunch of files in there.
Yeah, they're
some
files.
Of them are programs, right?
No, they're not programs. They're all data files under your folder. There's a TruthFinder folder. They're
yeah,
all.
But what is all the gobbledygook that I see? Just,
okay.
It's letter. It's just letters.
I'll double check. Make sure it's readable. I'll double check right now on my screen. They're readable, but they were readable last time I checked. But if we have a dealing with a person like we're saying, let's see.
Well, some of those are programs. I'm hearing recordings with it.
There are recordings with it. There's MP3 files with recordings. They're under your phone number. Hold on.
Who's that lady?
I can only do one thing at a time, so hold on.
I'm sorry. My mind is racing right now because
okay.
I just went through a couple of things and
okay.
I don't
under,
know.
Okay. Under your folder name, you have, okay, there's,
I don't,
hold on. I have.
How do I find my folder name?
Okay, I got it. I have several things, but one is your phone number. Your phone
okay.
number is under there, your 720 number.
Yeah.
Okay, so click on that folder. That's the main folder that you need to look at. The other ones are all, they're all.
What does it say? Does it say my name and my phone number?
Okay, your persons, Russell McClure, 720-778-6795. That's the number. Is that the number you're calling from right now? Okay, and under that is all the data that has the fact that you have. The recordings are here. I'll send you the it is it's only I can send it to you if you want, but here.
Okay, listen, send it to I have an email address, okay?
Okay, well text me your email address so I have it.
Okay, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna text
and
my
you
email
said
you were
gonna text me your picture. But under
yeah,
the under there it is a TruthFinder report. Make sure
yeah.
it's still there. I took it out. Okay, I know where it is. I took the TruthFinder. I'll take the TruthFinder out. I haven't saved.
Did you own the TruthFinder? Is that what you do?
No, I don't own the TruthFinder. It's a background service, subscription service, sir. I've been having harassment so long, so much, that I've had to resort to background checks for everybody who calls me. That's
oh,
how,
my God.
Yeah, that's how
well,
I've
my
had
background
it.
Check, my background check, you know what? I work at CenturyLink. They put me through a very rigorous background check. I don't have any... I mean, I haven't been in jail. I haven't, you know, I have a pretty clean background check, except for, you know, I had a misdemeanor way back when in Boulder, Colorado, when I lived here.
I'm not interested in all that right now. Sir.
I gotta ask you something. When did this start happening?
It was last week.
It was last week.
The
okay.
the recordings online are recorded. They are put on.
Here's the funny thing. I saw some references to Alaska.
Where?
Ron is from Alaska.
Yeah.
So I saw references to Alaska. I'm trying to find out if I can put Ron to this because I know who did this. I do know who did this. I think Ron did it.
Okay. Make sure. Okay.
I'm going to find out because I'm, what is this? What? This is hate stuff.
Yes, it is, sir.
Oh my God, man. Ryan is a black guy, by the way.
Okay. Oh, that is irrelevant to the conversation.
Is it irrelevant? I don't know. You know,
it's irrelevant to the conversation until I that's called hearsay. I don't. I'll be back and forth. I am not going to deal with it. I'm dealing with you right now, and to clarify your identity and to clarify the TruthFinder report that I may or may not have online right now. I have it in my
okay.
saved as, and it matches this phone number with your.
Freaked out.
What?
I said, I've only looked at a couple things and I'm already freaked out.
Okay, well, I have a bunch of morality statements, stuff in there in your folder. So that's because I don't know who this was. So okay, so I will put it, most of the stuff that you have to deal with is under your phone number folder.
You know, it's funny because
the other person is not related to you, if that's the case, because that was the president of the stakeholders of the LDS Church.
I'm sorry, what?
The president of the stakeholder of the LDS Church in Fort Collins is the matching.
What is the LDS Church?
The Latter-day Saints Church.
Okay, and that
in Fort Collins.
And who is that guy?
That's Russell McClure, the same guy, the same name.
That's, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, that's who your this phone number matches to the profile. As
wow,
as far as I can tell.
By the way, I'm Jewish.
thank you.
I'm a Jewish guy, okay?
I believe you, as far as you're talking about this particular character, and he probably has phonied the Truth Finder report, which means, if that's the case, then Truth Finder needs to be known.
Targeted? But he's targeted me. He's targeted me.
Yeah.
He's targeted me, and he's sending out hate mail to people under my name.
I believe you, sir.
Is that what's happening?
I don't know, but I not got mail. I got a phone call, and I believe you, sir. And I believe that
my number came up.
I believe that also the information I have received in the background check has also been phonied enough because of what you said. That we'll clarify this and straighten it out. That's all I can say. This has to be forwarded up to Truth Finder for them to fix as well. And
okay.
If that is the case, and it's in line of my conversation or my text, you know, not my text, but my, I think I left a voicemail on the voicemail on your phone number saying something similar to that or the text conversation I have on Facebook to Russell McClure, Facebook page,
right.
One or the other, says this could be identity theft. It says that in there. So it's a possibility. So I said that because I have that awareness from before. But I'm going to try and straighten this out. And with both of our help, both of our sides of the we'll straighten it out, okay? That's all I can say.
Okay, man. I'll be back to you. I'm still at work. I got to get through this thing.
That's fine.
The
person who was on the voicemail recording said you work for CenturyLink. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, you work for CenturyLink. So that the person on the recording says you work for CenturyLink. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
And when I got that information, I said, okay, well, if they work for CenturyLink, this guy has been telecommunications and going on and on from that. I said, okay, this may be identity theft. I said, all right.
So the guy that called you that made rude slurs said he works for CenturyLink.
Yeah, he said he worked for CenturyLink. So we'll continue as though what you said is true. So
okay, I'm going to listen. I want you to call a number. You can do a *82, and you'll be unknown. I want you to listen to this guy's recording and listen to his voice. Can you do that for me, please?
A *82 on from my cell phone?
Yeah, you can do a *82.
Okay.
And so you do a *82 and you dial this guy's number. Okay, his number is 619.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, 619.
560-560.
Hold on a second, I don't have a
VIN. Hang on, I gotta look. I gotta make sure I get the last four digits right. I want you to listen to this guy's voice. If this is the guy, hang on.
I haven't yet compared the recordings, and it's been last week, so I don't want. You have called me in the middle of basically waking up. You're basically waking up.
Hang on.
Oh God.
Okay. It's 2208. So it's 619.
Okay.
560-2208.
Hold on a second. 619. What?
560.
560.
2208.
Okay. I'll deal with it. Okay.
So I want you to listen to his voice very closely because he has a recording on there. I want you to see if that's his voice.
Okay, I will.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.